August 7th, Dr. Roy Edward Lucas, Jr.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Roy Edward Lucas, Jr. was a man who loved God and wanted to be useful. He made himself available to help wherever God put him. On this date, in 2011, he had a breakthrough with a young man, their first IC together. The secret code is, be a friend to make a friend. Before the Sunday morning service, Tyler's mom approached Roy Lucas, a longtime friend of the family. Tyler's mom asked if Roy would consider counseling 12-year-old Tyler. Divorce had rocked their home, and Tyler's dad had dropped off the scene. Tyler felt rejected and abandoned. Though he'd been outgoing, now he spent most of his time in his room. Roy had mentored many young men, but he'd never counseled a preteen. He felt way out of his comfort zone, but Proverbs 17:17 encouraged him. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. So Roy agreed to reach out to Tyler. Roy didn't want it to appear obvious about his intentions. The last thing Tyler needed was to think his mother or Roy thought he needed a professional counselor. Tyler needed a friend he could talk to, but Roy struggled to think of a common interest he could share with Tyler. Then it hit him. Tyler loved ices, fluffy, flavored, frozen, carbonated drinks. After Sunday's service, Roy waited for Tyler and his mom in the church parking lot. "Sure hot out here today," Roy said. "It sure is," Tyler's mom responded. "Tyler, you know what today would be good for?" He looked up at Roy and shook his head without saying a word. "An ice cold icy. How would you like to join me for one?" An old familiar grin spread across Tyler's face. "Can I, Mom?" It was the first glimmer of interest Tyler had displayed in anything for weeks. "Of course you can. But don't you two go getting into any trouble," she chuckled. They chatted as they drove to the local commissary, and Roy asked Tyler what he'd learned from the Sunday school lesson. Tyler shrugged and gazed out of the window. Then Roy teased Tyler about whether or not he had a girlfriend. He giggled and shook his head. Roy was beginning to think there was no way he was going to get Tyler to relax and open up. But then Roy began a debate over the best flavor of icy. Roy insisted it was cherry cola. Tyler favored wildberry and argued Roy needed to try it once, and he agreed. By the time they bought their ices and found a seat, Tyler seemed at ease. Before long, he shared how hard it had been since his dad left. To Tyler, it was as if his dad had thrown him away like an old cardboard box that nobody wanted. And Tyler believed he had to protect his mother, that it was his responsibility. Night after night in her bedroom, for days after his father had left, Tyler had heard her cry. He didn't want to cause her pain too, so he kept his hurt bottled up inside. Roy told him he understood and promised to keep their conversations confidential. This gave Tyler the freedom to share all the hurt he'd held on to. On the ride to Tyler's house, they came up with an agreement, a secret code of sorts. Whenever Tyler was struggling and needed someone to talk to, he'd ask Roy if he'd like to go get an icy. That would be Roy's signal. As he got out of the car, his eyes glistened with hope, and that old familiar smile spread across his face once again. Roy had learned a valuable lesson. Sometimes, the most seemingly insignificant things can have the greatest significance. Tyler ran up to the porch where his mom was waiting for him. Then, turning toward the car, he shouted, "Don't forget!" Roy winked and gave him a thumbs up as he drove away. Do you know someone you can encourage today? The secret code is, be a friend to make a friend.
Hi, my name is Brad Hawkins, CEO of a cybersecurity company called SaferNet, and I just listened to just a fantastic story at 365 Christian Men about Roy Lucas. Roy was a man that truly understood what it meant to be a friend. He reached out to a young kid and probably made a very large difference in his life. A rare thing in our world today. You know, I was sitting around a fire pit with some friends of mine last night, and there was somebody that made a comment that the average man only has two real friends. I thought, man, that is so sad. And I hope that's not you. But there was a situation at our church where somebody that was going to our church ended up going through a really difficult time, and people were turning away from him and not wanting to be around him. And you know the situations, I'm sure you've seen it before. Well, I prayed for him, and I thought, well, what he needs is a friend. I reached out to him, and he ended up going to coffee, and you know what I got? Is I got a lifelong friend through the situation. I'm blessed for eternity because of that. I challenge you, look around, see who's around that would like and that would need a friend, and just step out and ask them for a cup of coffee or breakfast and spend some time with them and invest in them. And who knows, maybe you end up with a lifelong friend. It is a life that we're to share. You know, God says there's two important jobs that we have, and that is to love him and to love those around us. So I challenge you, reach out and make a friend.